unlocking the latest SMA insights, courtesy of Biogen.
Today is Friday, August 3rd, 2018. This is your SMA News Today Daily Flash Briefing.
A study from the Netherlands reports that the degree of motor skills and the intensity of feelings of depression and fatigue influence the degree to which adults with spinal muscular atrophy participate in and enjoy the social and professional activities of daily life, regardless of subtype. Regardless of SMA subtype, people with this disease experience moderate to severe disability that weighs on their social lives. For this reason, researchers investigated how well 62 adult patients ages 18 and older across all disease subtypes and being treated at a Dutch clinic took part in daily life activities. They looked at frequency of participation, perceived restrictions to participation, and patient satisfaction with taking part, as well as factors that appear to influence participation using a questionnaire. Participation frequency scores were similar across patients with early onset SMA, type 1, 2, and 3A, and across those with late onset SMA, including type 3B and 4. Although early onset patients expressed greater restrictions on both a social and professional level, from exercising or working, attending school, to visiting family and friends, the study found. Activities undertaken frequently mostly involved unpaid work, only 39% had paying jobs, and 16% a full-time job, and household activities. Older age, poorer motor skills, and more intense feelings of pain and depression were seen to correlate with a lower frequency of participation. Level of education, fatigue, and feelings of depression correlated with a sense of satisfaction, but no significant differences in terms of satisfaction at taking part in daily activities were seen between early onset and late onset patients. 8 to 58% of respondents across all SMA subtypes were dissatisfied with their daily activities, particularly with doing household chores and physical exercise. Statistical analysis showed that motor skills and feelings of depression explained 33% of variance in participation frequency. Motor skills explained 26% of variance in participation restrictions, and fatigue and feelings of depression explained 50% of variance in voiced satisfaction. The researchers concluded that motor skills, feelings of depression, and fatigue are correlates of participation in daily life, and that this knowledge can be used to optimize care for SMA patients. Regarding depression, they added that, although the incidence of feelings of depression among patients with SMA is not higher than in those with other neuromuscular diseases, they are linked to the frequency of both taking part in activities and enjoying them, suggesting that it is important to monitor whether feelings of depression are present in adult patients with SMA, and if so, to consider psychological interventions in order to reduce these feelings that might be the result of impaired emotional adaptation to disease progression.
Up next, SMA Perspectives from SMA News Today Community Editor Kevin Schaefer.
This is your Daily Flash Briefing, brought to you by Biogen. Learn more about a treatment option for SMA, locate a treatment center, or attend an event near you at unlocksma.com.
From the SMA News Today forums, July 24th, 2018, best places to work for disability inclusion. On July 9th, 2018, 126 companies were recognized as the best places to work for disability inclusion. These companies include Fortune 1000 corporations and AM Law 100, are leaders in 25 different business sectors, and have a global presence of more than 7.8 million employees. The companies were chosen using the Disability Equality Index, or DEI. The DEI is a joint initiative between the American Association of People with Disabilities and the U.S. Business Leadership Network, and allows American corporations to report on their disability policies and practices. The DEI's range of 0 to 100 recognizes businesses with a score of 80 or higher as the best places to work for disability inclusion. The DEI measures employment, leadership, organizational culture, accessibility, and more. The DEI is in its fourth year and is seeing a 32% increase in company participation. This suggests that overall, disability inclusion is on the rise. 94% of DEI companies have a senior executive who either identifies as disabled or is recognized as an ally for people with disabilities. 72% of DEI companies have expenditures with disability-owned businesses. These qualities were considered indicators of commitment to disability inclusion. Several ways to strengthen disability inclusion were identified, including digital accessibility, interview accommodations that candidates are made aware of at the start of the interview process, and an accessible smartphone app. The list is divided into three tiers: companies that scored 100% on the DEI, companies that scored 90%, and companies that scored 80%. Among the highest rated companies are AT&T, Sprint, and Verizon. Facebook, HP, and Microsoft, Walmart, and even the Walt Disney Company. To view the full list of companies, visit disabilityequalityindex.org/topcompanies.
Be sure to visit SMA News Today for the latest daily digital coverage of spinal muscular atrophy. For SMA News Today, I'm Mike Nace, Executive Editor.
This is your daily flash briefing, brought to you by Biogen. Learn more about a treatment option for SMA, locate a treatment center, or attend an event near you at unlocksma.com.